لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the last lecture we did on this theme, it was quite a while ago because we've had many guest speakers and lecturers on the Friday slot in which we do this lecture. So in the last lecture what we did, we talked about the visual description of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and how he looked like, because we mentioned at that time the ruling on making images in Islam is very strict, and particularly the ruling on making images of our scholars, our saints, our pious people, and particularly our Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it is very strict, because ultimately it gets to a point when those images are made, idols are made of those images, and then people start worshipping those idols. As we see, it's very common in the Christian tradition and particularly the Catholic tradition, where we have a lot of forms of idol worship. And you always come across this issue of a statue of Mary, for example, crying, and people just congregating in that area and so on and so forth. So to prevent that kind of thing from happening, Islam, being a preventative religion, it prevented people from making an image of the Prophet ﷺ, and the only thing left was a description in words, which we discussed last lecture that we had, and that has been uploaded to the website, so you can listen to that there. Today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about other aspects of the Prophet ﷺ habits. And first of all, the Rabi of the Hadith, he is talking to somebody and he's asking that, describe to me his mantiq, meaning his discussion, how he used to talk. So he says, قُلْتُ صِفْلِي مَنْطِقَهُ, describe for me his mantiq, his discussion. قَالْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ مُتَوَاصِلَ الْأَحْزَانِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he always had a kind of huzn about him, a kind of worry about him. And it was a continuous thing. He was always worried about something. And obviously, he had the worry of the whole ummah. He used to think about how each and every person could become a Muslim and be saved from the hellfire. And this worry prompted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal verse after verse to console him. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. O Prophet of Allah, maybe you're going to destroy yourself if these people don't accept Iman. And in Surah Al-Kahf, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Maybe you're going to destroy yourself following their footsteps and giving them da'wah if they don't have Iman, out of sorrow and out of being upset, you're going to destroy yourself. So, متواصل الأحزان, the Prophet ﷺ was always had a continuous worry about him for that reason. دائم الفكرة, and he always used to be thinking about something. ليست له راحة, he didn't have a kind of relaxation about him. It wasn't like, you know, a person who's always relaxed and so on. Again, this worry of the ummah, it used to keep him up at night, and he used to be upset and worried about it. لا يتكلم في غير حاجة, he never used to talk when there was no need for it. He always used to talk when it was needed. طويل السكوت, he had a long sukut, meaning he was silent for most of the time. يَفْتَتِحُ الْكَلَامَ وَيَخْتِمُهُ بِأَشْتَاقِهِ, he used to open his talk and he used to complete his talk, meaning he used to begin his sentences and end his sentences with the corners of his mouth. Meaning when he used to start talking, it used to be with the corners of his mouth, and when he used to finish the sentence, the corners of his mouth used to also move, and that was the way that he used to talk. يَتَكَلَّمُ بِجَوَامِعِ الْكَلِمِ, and he used to talk in very concise terms, meaning he used to say something brief, but it used to have a lot of meaning. And if we open up the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and read them, sometimes we will come across such sentences that, you know, scholars have written pages and pages upon one small sentence. That's how jami' and concise his sentence was. But being concise, it also used to be all-encompassing, and this is what it means, that he was Jawami'ul Kalim. And this is one of the qualities that he said that he was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُوتِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ وَمَنَابِعَ الْحِكَمِ. I was given the جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِمِ, this quality of being able to talk, despite the fact that he had no education, he'd never been to college, he'd never been to school, he didn't know how to read or write, but yet when he talked, it was with this expertise that was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says that I have been given جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِمِ وَمَنَابِعُ الْحِكَمِ. I've been given springs of knowledge and springs of wisdom. So, يتكلم بجوامع الكلم فصل لا فضول ولا تقصير. When he used to talk, it was detailed, but at the same time, it was not فضول, meaning it was not extra. He didn't used to go on and on and on for no reason. Sometimes if a person, he doesn't know how to speak properly, he will say the same thing in a roundabout way, and he's basically saying the same thing. So the Prophet ﷺ was not like that. His talk was detailed, but it was not fudul, and it was not taqseer. There was no taqseer in it, meaning you didn't feel when he talked that something was left. It was always detailed and to the point. دَمْثٌ لَيْسَ بِالْجَافِي وَلَى الْمُهِينِ. He was soft-spoken, and he was not. He did not speak harshly, and he did not speak in a disgracing way. He didn't use to disgrace somebody when he used to talk. He was soft-spoken, and he never used to talk harshly. يُعَظِّمُ النِّعْمَةَ وَإِنْ دَقَّتْ. He used to glorify every single blessing, even if it was a small blessing, a minute blessing. He used to regard it as a blessing. And of course, we have so many blessings around us, we don't even think of them as blessings. But the Prophet ﷺ, he used to, count every blessing. He used to think of every blessing as a blessing, even if it was fine, if it was small. لا يذم منها شيئا ولا يندحه. And he never used to say anything bad about a blessing, meaning when you talk about blessing here, it's probably referring to food that has been placed in front of him. He never used to say anything bad about the food that has been placed in front of him, and he also never used to praise it. So the question, okay, he never used to say bad anything about it, but why didn't he praise it? Because the next time, if he doesn't praise it, that means he didn't like it. So he neither used to say anything bad about any food that has been placed in front of him, and he never used to also praise it. وَلَا يَقُومُ لِغَضَبِهِ إِذَا تَعَرَّضَ لِلْحَقِّ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى يَنْتَصِرَ لَهُ. Okay, he never used to stand up for his own anger. Okay, because if he gets angry for his own personal reason, he doesn't stand up for it and he doesn't pursue that issue. He lets it go. But when he follows up with anything which is related to a truth, then he will follow it until he gets the right of it. He gets to the bottom of it, and he gets to the truth of it. And there's another riwayah, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَا تُغْضِبُهُ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا كَانَ لَهَا. That the dunya, worldly things, didn't used to make him angry. It didn't used to bother him when he is referring to or talking about, or somebody deprives him of a worldly thing. It never used to make him angry. فَإِذَا تَعَرَّضَ لِلْحَقِّ لَمْ يَعْرِفُ أَحَدٌ. That when he used to pursue a right for somebody, then nobody used to recognize him. It's as if he's a completely different person. Meaning he used to be very staunch with pursuing somebody's right and the truth. وَلَمْ يَقُمْ لِغَضَبِهِ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى يَنْتَصِرَ لَهُ. And he never used to stand up for his own anger for anything until it overpowered him. Meaning, it really had to make him very, very angry to make him stand up and, do something about it if something was making him angry. You know, there are riwayat in which the Prophet ﷺ, he stood up and gave a khutbah and lecture or something, and in that lecture, you know, there, he became angry, حَتَّى نَفَقَتْ أَوْضَاجُهُ, until in his anger you could see his veins were popping up. So, you know, the anger that the Prophet ﷺ displayed was at a time when it was really needed. Okay, so it was not for no reason or for any personal reason. لَا يَغْضَبُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَلَا يَنْتَصِرُ لَهَا. He never used to get angry for himself, and he never used to pursue that thing if it was for his own reason. So I sent somebody to get some water. Can somebody get it for me? The person just disappeared. إِذَا أَشَارَ أَشَارَ بِكَفِّهِ كُلِّهَا. When he used to make an ishara, he used to point at something. He never used to point with a finger. You always see, hear the saying in English, it's rude to point. Well, I mean, the Prophet ﷺ, he never used to point at anything. When he used to make an indication towards something, he used to do it with his whole hand. Look at this thing here. Or look at that person over there. And he used to do it with his whole hand. وَإِذَا تَعَجَّبَ قَلَّبَهَا. And when he used to be astonished at something, he used to turn his hand. We do this often in many cultures. If somebody gets surprised, he basically turns his hand. And the Prophet ﷺ used to do this thing too. When he sees something astonishing, he turned his hand like this. And this was from his sunan. وَإِذَا تَحَدَّثَ يَصِلُ بِهَا. And يَضْرِبُ بِرَاحَتِهِ الْيُمْنَى بَاطِنَ إِبْهَامِهِ الْيُسْرَى. When he used to talk, he used to يَصِلُ بِهَا. He basically used to join his hands, either join both his hands, or he used to hold his join his whole hand by himself, like this. And it says also, يَضْرِبُ بِرَاحَتِهِ الْيُمْنَى بَاطِمَ إِبْهَامِهِ الْيُسْرَى. He used to hit his right hand with the inside of his ibham. Ibham means the thumb. So he used to, when he used to talk, he used to talk like this. He used to have his hand on the right hand, and he used to hit his left hand like this. يَطْرِبُ بِرَاحَتِهِ. Raha means the palm of the hand. And he used to hit his right hand with the left hand when he used to talk. So it was a habit of his. Okay, somebody, you know, a lot of people have habits that they're not even aware of. But, you know, when you see a video of yourself, then you see, I've got this habit that I'm not even aware of. Like I might scratch my ear or, you know, pull my nose or something when I'm talking. And the Prophet ﷺ, maybe just he had this habit of doing this when he used to talk. So this is one of his habits. وَإِذَا غَضِبَ أَعْرَضَ وَأَشَاحَ. When he used to get angry, he used to basically turn away. He never used to, you know, pursue his anger in a way that, you know, take his anger out on the person that made him angry. You know, he just used to turn away. And وَأَشَاحَ, it means basically the same thing. He used to make i'rad. And أَشَاحَ actually means بَالَغَ فِي الْإِعْرَاد. Meaning, you knew that he was angry. Basically, he just ignored and he basically gave everybody, that person, a cold shoulder, and he never used to, you know, discuss that issue with him. وَإِذَا فَرِحَ غَضَّ طَرَفُهُ. When he used to get happy, he used to lower his eyes. When he's happy, he used to kind of look down. جَلَّ ضِحْكُهُ التَّبَسُّمْ. Mostly, his laughing was a smile. He never used to actually laugh out loud. There are three types or three stages of laughing. One is tabassum, one is dhihk, and one is qahqaha. Okay, in Arabic, tabassum means just to smile. Okay, and dhihk means to laugh a little bit and to a degree that your teeth are showing and a little bit of sound is coming. And qahqaha is just laughing out loud without any, you know, without inhibiting yourself and without stopping yourself. This is called qahqaha. And there is no riwayah of the Prophet ﷺ actually indulging in qahqaha. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most that is reported about him was dhihak, and dhihak even to a very low level that you could not even hear him laughing. Okay, and tabassum, just smiling, it is reported about him. So it's here, jalla dhihkuhu at tabassum, the majority of his laughing was just a smile. وَيَفْتُرُ عَنْ مِثْلِ حَبِّ الْغَمَامِ, and he used to laugh just like the seeds of a hailstone. Okay, so it can have two meanings. You know, when he laughed, his teeth used to become apparent and you could see them, and they were so white that they used to look like hailstones. If anybody has picked up a hailstone, very white, very round. So his teeth were beautiful and white like a hailstone. Or it can mean that when he laughed, it sounded like hailstones falling. When hailstones fall, it was like that sound. قال الحسن فكتمها الحسن بن علي زمانا ثم حدثته فوجدته قد سبقني إليه فسأله عما سألته عنه ووجدته قد سأل أباه عن مدخله ومخرجه ومجلسه وشكله فلم يدع منه شيئا. Hasan ibn Ali says that I hid this, what I heard, for a while, and then I told it to people, and I found that the person had already narrated it, meaning some people had already narrated it before me. And it's also narrated that he had asked his father about his Hasan radiallahu anhu had asked his father about his entering, about his leaving, his majlis, and his shakl, his face, and he had not left anything. So Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, he had asked his father, meaning Ali radiallahu anhu, about everything about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Hasan actually is the narrator of this hadith, and it goes on. قال الحسن سألت عبي عن دخول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. Hasan radiallahu anhu says, I asked my father about the entering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and here it's referring to the entering into a majlis or entering into his house. How was it? فقال كان دخوله لنفسه مأذونا له في ذلك. When he used to enter for himself, he had, you know, permission at all times, meaning he used to come and go as he pleased. وكان إذا آوى إلى منزله, and when he used to take refuge in his house, جزأ دخوله ثلاثة أجزاء. He used to split his entering into three parts. Time management. He used to split his time within the household into three parts. جزءاً لله وجزءاً لأهلي وجزءاً لنفسي. He used to have one part for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning engaging in himself in worship, meaning one third of the night for that. One part for his family, meaning he didn't used to reject or neglect his family. He used to spend time with them also. It's not that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and neglect your family. You have to give them time also. And juz'an li nafsi, and a part for himself in which he used to relax and go to sleep. So he used to split the night into three parts. ثُمَّ جُزْءًا جَزَّأَهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And then after that, either within that same time frame as the prophethood spread and he had to teach more people, he increased it to one more part where he split it into four parts and he made one part for the public, or he is referring to another part of the day which he used to keep specifically for the public. Then another part that he distributed it between him and between the people. فَرَدَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْعَامَّ وَالْخَاصَّ لَا يَدَّخِرُ عَنْهُمْ شَيْئًا. And this part, he used to keep it for the common people and for special people. Whether they were dignitaries or common people, he used to give them time. And he didn't keep that time from them. That allotted time, that time that he had for them, he never used to say, okay, you know, enough now, I'm going. That allocated time, he used to give all of it for the people. وَكَانَ مِنْ سِيرَتِهِ فِي جُزْءِ الْأُمَّةِ إِثَارُ أَهْلِ الْفَضْلِ بِأَدَبِهِ. It was from his seerah that from the juz of the ummah, the part that he gave for the ummah, he used to prioritize the people of fadl. The people who had a status, he used to give them some priority. Meaning, if a leader of a community comes, or a bishop or a rabbi, for example, comes, and he is basically the leader of the community, so he will give him more time. He will give him a little bit more priority than other people. وَقَسَّمَهُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ فَضْلِهِمْ فِي الدِّينِ. And he used to distribute the time according to their fadl in deen, meaning amongst the Muslims, if there was one who had more religion, he was more pious, then he used to get a little bit more time. Okay, so depending on that also, he used to give them more time. فَمِنْهُمْ ذُو الْحَاجَةِ وَمِنْهُمْ ذُو الْحَاجَتَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ ذُو الْحَوَائِجِ. There was people who used to come to him who had one need, and there were people who had two needs, and there were people who used to come that had many needs. فَيَتَشَاغَلُوا بِهِمْ. He used to keep them busy. You know, when they used to come for needs, he used to keep them busy, he used to talk to them, he used to console them. وَيُشْغِلُهُمْ فِيمَا أَصْلَحَهُمْ وَالْأُمَّةَ مِنْ مَسْأَلَتِهِ عَنْهُمْ وَإِخْبَارُهُمْ بِالَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ وَيَقُولُ. He used to keep them busy, which would be in things which were better for them. Okay, they come and they say, well, we not have no food in the house, and my son is sick, my daughter is sick, and so on and so forth. He used to keep them busy in things which were more beneficial for them. For example, he might say to them, yes, Allah, you are going through hardship now, but because of your hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you, and so on and so forth. So don't think that this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to keep them busy in consolation with words, you know, to console them and make them at ease with the difficulty that they're going through. وَيَقُولُ. And also he used to keep them busy in things which they would benefit from after they left. وَيَقُولُ لِيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدَ الْغَائِبِ. That a person who is present here, he should take this message to the people who are not present here. Meaning, anything that I advise you, you should do that. And also, وَأَبْلِغُونِي حَاجَةَ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ إِبْلَاغِ حَاجَتَهُ. And any person who is needy, make sure that you tell me about him if that person himself is not able to come to me. Make sure that I know about every single needy person. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ بَلَّغَ سُلْطَانًا حَاجَةَ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ إِبْلَاغَهَا إِيَّاهُ ثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Because the person who gives the message to a king or a leader about the need of that person who does not have the ability to go himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his feet steadfast on the Day of Judgment. لَا يَذْكُرُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا ذَلِكَ. Or he didn't used to mention that thing except that thing. Meaning, when people who were needy used to come to him, he used to say this message to them again and again. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ غَيْرَهُ. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ غَيْرَهُ. Meaning, he never used to accept from anybody other than himself. Meaning, he used to want people to come by themselves as much as possible. يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِ زِوَارٌ وَلَا يَفْتَرِقُونَ عِلَّا عَنْ ذَوَاقٍ. They used to come to visit him, meaning when you go to visit somebody, you visit, okay, we'll sit for 5-10 minutes and then we'll leave. But people, when they used to come to visit, they sit and they love sitting with him so much, and he never used to push them away. They used to come, and then when they want to go, that's when they leave. So, يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِ زِوَارٌ. They come to visit him, but they don't leave except وَلَا يَفْتَرِقُونَ إِلَّا ذَوَاقٍ. Meaning, they don't leave except with their own choice. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَا يَتَفَرَّقُونَ إِلَّا عَنْ ذَوْقٍ وَيَخْرُجُونَ أَدِلَّةً يَعْنِي فُقَهَا. That, and another riwayah is different wording but the same meaning. لَا يَتَفَرَّقُونَ إِلَّا عَنْ ذَوْقٍ. They never used to leave except with their own choice. And whenever they used to leave, they used to leave in the state of adillah, meaning they used to leave and they were basically fuqaha. They used to learn something from the majlis of the Prophet ﷺ whenever they were with him. It's not that they just wasted their time. قال وسألته عن مخرجه كيف كان يصنع فيه فقال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخزن لسانه إلا بما يعنيهم ويؤلفهم ولا ينفرهم. So Hassan ibn Ali says, I asked Ali radiallahu anhu about his exit. How did he used to be? How did he used to be when he left? Meaning, how were his dealings with people outside? So he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to control his tongue. He used to stop his tongue, except for things which would be beneficial to the people. And he used to make people come close. He used to make ta'leef. Ta'leef meaning, he used to talk in a way that makes people come close. وَلَا يُنَفِّرُهُمْ. He didn't used to make people run away from him. He didn't used to talk about hatred. And he didn't used to talk about things that would push people away. This was how the Prophet ﷺ was. وَيُكْرِمُ كَرِيمَ كُلِّ قَوْمٍ. He used to respect the kareem of every people, every generous person from every leadership position. He used to respect them and he used to give them their due respect. وَيُوَلِّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And he used to make the most generous person the wali and the leader amongst them. The one who is the most generous and the best manners, he used to be in his eyes the leader and he used to make him the leader. وَيُحَذِّرُ النَّاسَ وَيَحْتَرِسُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَطْوِيَ عَنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ بِشْرَهُ وَلَا خُلُقَهُ. He used to warn people and he used to make people guard themselves without hiding from any of them his own akhlaq and his good manners. So basically, if he wanted to warn somebody about something, he never used to do it in an ill-mannered way. It was always with respect and it was always with good akhlaq and good manners. That if the Prophet ﷺ is advising somebody, even though he's warning him, the person feels that I was given some good advice today, even though in fact it was a warning to him. That, you know, he might say to him about the punishment of Allah, but he does it in such a diplomatic way that the person doesn't feel offended by it. يَتَفَقَّدُ أَصْحَابَهُ means he used to miss his companions, meaning the ones that he used to love. He used to miss them when he's not around. And this is, again, every community leader should have such a good connection with his followers that when anybody is missing, he should be able to, you know, tell, you know, where is such and such a person? I haven't seen him for a few days. You know, call him up, see what he's doing. Is he sick? Does he need any help or something? Why am I not seeing him? So, يَتَفَقَّدُ أَصْحَابَهُ. He used to miss his companions, meaning he never used to see them, he used to miss them. وَيَسْأَلُ النَّاسَ عَمَّا فِي النَّاسِ. He used to ask the people about what was going on amongst the people. He wanted to know what's going on. وَيُحْسِنُ الْحَسَنَ وَيُقَوِّيهِ وَيُقَبِّحُ الْقَبِيحَ وَيُوهِيهِ. That he used to like good things, or he used to promote good things, and he used to strengthen them. If he likes something good, he promotes it, and he says, yes, this is a very good thing. This is good. And if he sees something bad, he says, no, this is not right. He used to, he means, he used to weaken it. If he sees something qabih, something which is wrong, he would weaken it. مُعْتَدِلَ الْأَمْرِ غَيْرَ مُخْتَلِفْ. And he was always mu'tadil, meaning he wasn't extreme in any way, shape or form. He was always mu'tadil, meaning he used to be in between the extremes. He was always taking a middle path. غَيْرَ مُخْتَلِفْ. He never used to make ikhtilaf, and never disputing too much. لَا يَغْفَلُ مَخَافَةَ أَن يَغْفَلُوا أَوْ يَمِيلُوا. He never used to be absent from the people for the fear that they might become ghafil themselves, they might become ignorant themselves, or turn away. His attention was always towards the people. You know, and this is again, good leadership. that whenever you have a manager of a company or a boss of a company, if he is not paying attention to his subordinates, then everybody is going to go crazy and not do what they're supposed to be doing. The Prophet ﷺ, he never used to be ghafil from anything that is going on around him. Why? For fear that they might become ghafil, meaning they might go astray, or yamilu, again that also means they might go astray. لِكُلِّ حَالٍ عِنْدَهُ عِتَادٌ. For every situation, he had the answer to it. Every situation, every problem that arises, he seemed to have the answer for it. لَا يَقْصُرُ عَنِ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَجُوزُهُ. He never used to fall short of the truth, and he never used to transgress it. Meaning, when you are pursuing the truth, yes, you should get to the truth, but you should not again go to an extreme where, when pursuing the truth, you are also usurping somebody else's rights. الَّذِينَ يَلُونُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ خِيَارُهُمْ. The people that used to be close to him from the people were the best of them. Meaning the best of the people used to be close to the Prophet ﷺ. أَفْضَلُهُمْ عِنْدَهُ أَعَمُّهُمْ نَصِيحَةً. The best of them, according to him, were the ones who had the best advice. Meaning the ones who give the most advice to other people, he was the best in the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ. وَأَعْظَمُهُمْ عِنْدَهُ مَنْزِلَةً أَحْسَنُهُمْ مُوَاسَاتًا وَمُؤَازَرَةً. And the highest person in terms of status in his eyes were the ones who would help other people, and the person who had most mu'azara. Mu'azara also means helping, and also means a person who is always worried about other people, who is always looking out for other people. So the best person in the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ was that kind of a person who is always looking out for other people. You know, who is taking care of social problems in society, making sure that people, they don't go to sleep hungry, or the people who don't have a shelter, they get sheltered, and so on and so forth. So these were the best people in the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ. So, you know, with this we're going to finish, inshallah. There's a little bit more in this chapter that we will continue in the next session. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and follow in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ in every way, shape, and manner. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah.